changed lives. Isn't that what we all want? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And today's guest, Rob Townsend, sees how praying and sharing the gospel work together to change lives.
Young guy, Jonah, who right now is the leader in our ministry, frankly. He's a senior. He is on the guy side. He's my go-to guy. But when I met him, he's a skateboarder with an attitude. And he came up to me and he said, why should I even come and listen to you?
Sometimes it takes a while for the message to really sink in. And that was the case for Jonah.
I said, what I want to ask you to do is to come three times. And if you come three times and you don't want to come back, don't come back. But if you come three times and you're hearing something that sounds truthful, stick around. So Jonah came with us and he kept coming, hearing the gospel. And through an outreach event run by another ministry, came to Christ. And he said, if I hadn't come three times, I wouldn't be here right now. Because he wasn't going to come. And it was, again, just persistence. And we prayed that young man. We still pray for him. I was texting him just a little while ago. We prayed that young man into the kingdom. So many people were praying for him. He had no clue. But it was really, it's really cool to watch him. He's one that I've been able to see go from out to all the way in, engaged in ministry. Just wrote a recommendation for him to go to Moody Bible Institute, go into full-time vocational ministry. But it was because we were faithful and we said, we're not going to accept your I'm not coming to hear what you're doing answer. We're going to challenge you to kind of get honest with yourself and pursue some things here.
Changed life stories. We all love them, don't we? For more of those, go to CRU.org.